Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special post-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I have a special guest today, Steve Seminario, who's the VP of Product Development at Planar and Layard. Hey Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great. First off, congratulations. You garnered a tremendous amount of attention, including mine, with a 0.6 millimeter, what y'all call micro LED. I would call it just awesome LED. With 0.6 millimeter, not only are you drawing attention just because of the pixel pitch, but also when you're looking at it, it looks like you're looking at a giant LCD monitor with a lot better color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were really excited about that. It got a lot of attention, you know, full 8K, 216-inch diagonal, and 0.6 millimeter pitch. And really what was new there is, you know, it's really a different LED technology we were using with much smaller LEDs and then this 4-in-1 package, which allowed us to get this really great result.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea for you to do like a white paper explaining how the technology works, because it's sort of a hybrid that no one else, that I know of, no one else has, that this specific way you're doing these LEDs, or am I wrong? Are there other manufacturers that have this?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much innovation and development going on right now around the micro LED, and really that the whole transfer process and packaging of how you use those micro LEDs to create the screens and to eliminate any defective LEDs in the transfer process. So there's really a lot of R&D there, and around the beginning of the year, actually, I think it was Christmas Day, we announced this relationship with Epistar and Yenrich, which is all around the creation, really mass production of micro LED, but just as importantly, and maybe more importantly, sort of the packaging of those to create, you know, displays that are more mass production as opposed to, really one-off.
Yeah, and 0.6 millimeter gets down to the size where you can literally put it in any indoor application, and it doesn't have any issues with regard to how far you have to sit away from it. To my knowledge, I mean, I've always been told that that's about the direct view LCD resolution, except with LED, you're going to get a much wider color gamut.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's that pixel density of like a 55-inch 1080. LCD display, so really great pixel density. And then the results we got on this, just in terms of viewing angle, color gamut, grayscale, uniformity, everything, were really, really quite good. And even though it was, it's still sort of prototype level at this point, this is the type of display we expect to be, shipping later this year. And we're really excited to see the quality we were able to achieve.
And it was 216-inch diagonal, 8K native, but you can build a 1080 or pretty much any form factor from that, right?
Yeah, they're just 27-inch, 16x9, cabinets. So yeah, you can build anything you want. So it's kind of conventional from that part of it. And what's not conventional is really just the LEDs that are actually being used and how that's constructed.
I want to talk about your look-through display, but before I ask you about that, I want to ask you one question about your opinion on LED. There's, for years and years and years, we've been talking. I think the entire display industry has known that LED is going to have a massive disruption on all types of display formats, especially in projection and direct view LCD. When do you see that price cross, or where is there like a rule of thumb where it's always better to put in LED? Now, granted, I know you make a lot of LEDs, but also you make LCD too. So where's that cross point where you really want to say, now I really almost always have to look at LED?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've watched really closely because we participate in both the markets as tiled LCD and direct view LED, and really, the crossover point in volume really happened, I think, for the market and for us last year, where we're seeing LED kind of accelerate past the sales volumes of the tiled LCD. from what we've seen also is the fine pitch LED become more and more cost effective. And so really last year, it seemed like, you know, the year of 1.2, where it became super mainstream, and we also sold a lot of 0.9. And we seem to see that progress every single year. And so, you know, parity, or, you know, cost parity, you're probably getting about 2.0 millimeter pitch. But again, it just continues to go down faster on the LED side. And so we continue to see that that transition. One of the things on the LCD side we released last year, though, where there's been a fair amount of excitement, is just a larger panel, a 65-inch panel that's full native 4K. And so that was nice to be able to provide a larger size and even a higher pixel density for LCD to keep some new kind of unique form factors going in the LCD space.
Yeah, and do you think this all-in-one prepackaged is going to be sort of like a great marketing opportunity to sort of simplify LED placement inside of facilities? I mean, because to me, it seems like it helps for people to say, you know, you're buying this one SKU that's prepackaged and you can drop it into any application and here are the different sizes. Isn't that, I mean, I granted that's a marketing thing, but don't you think that's a good way to package and approach it?
Yeah, it's actually been one of the more effective marketing things that customers really seemed to respond to last year. We had that, yeah, this product TVF Complete, which was that. And, you know, it still has all the benefits of being modular, which is what you want. So you can get it in the door and build it where you want it. But the idea of, you know, the way people think of them is really, hey, a 1080 display of this size or a 4K display of this size for this price. And it just really makes a lot of sense. And it really resonated with buyers this last year.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, let's go back to the look-through display. There aren't a whole lot of companies, you're one of only really two, that have a transparent display technology. Obviously, the applications are sort of endless there. I mean, you could be as creative as you want to be. Where are you seeing the coolest kind of applications, or what are you seeing where are you seeing it placed that are exciting you the most?
Yeah, kind of the places I suppose you'd expect. We've seen them used in you know, in events, in museums, in retail placement, in sort of large venue events where they're trying to, you know, sort of attract attention to a particular item and you know, being able to use those displays in creative ways really allows them to kind of stand out where everybody's used to seeing the screens. This is something that, whoa, I'm seeing this vibrant image, but I'm also seeing through it to whatever you're displaying behind it.
Yeah.
It really is sort of left up to the creativity of the folks deploying them. But yeah, there's really been a lot of interest in that.
Yeah. And I see it going beyond digital signage into a lot of different applications where you could do even for training and performance applications. I can even see it starting to appear in movies. I mean, I could see a lot of applications on movie sets and things like that. I mean, the concept kind of came from that years ago, that Minority Report movie. But ultimately, I see lots of applications for, and I see one day where we're sort of like every monitor is offered that way, and that becomes a differentiation for some of these technologies to compete with LED. But maybe I'm off base here, but I think there are going to be applications where you're going to need to be able to see through things that are beyond signage. Like I could see, you know, where you have retail display that's not necessarily signage, but where you have refrigerated products and you have the ability to put a display on top of that's not necessarily signage driven, but maybe whoever owns the cabinet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We experimented with that actually a number of years ago too. One of the things we've been really pleased with in that product, in the transparent OLED product, is the OLED technology really has advanced in terms of its ability to deal with sort of the image sticking. You know, you're always concerned about developing the content in such a way that things are refreshing and that it's very dynamic so that you don't get any image sticking. But the technology really has advanced in its ability to withstand more static, not totally static, but more of that type of content. It's really become much more durable that way. And so that's a good thing too. It just gives the customers kind of more creative license in what they do with it.
Talk about your partnership with Crestron that I saw at ISE with the NVX AVR VIP product line. Exactly how does that work? I mean, when I see this, my vision of this is sort of like creates a plug and play display control capability, but I think it goes a little bit beyond that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked with Crestron for a long time, and so we're really happy whenever we can really plug in naturally to, you know, one of their programs. And all this investment they've made in AV over IP through their MBX line of products really fits well with our displays. This D80 encoder decoder is really this endpoint in a OPS form factor, which fits nicely into a bunch of our large format 4K displays that have OPS slots. And so we just cooperated with them on the integration and then doing a lot of testing to make sure that the performance was up to everybody's expectations. And it's something that, you know, customers can put their technology together with our displays and, you know, be ensured that they're going to have a really great 4K video endpoint that's going to work really well and then is going to be very manageable as well, because they've built a lot of, you know, management capabilities into that product line as well. So it's been a really nice thing to work with on them, and something that I think serves customers really well.
Well, we went and shot videos at your booth at ISE. All of them are at raypubs.com/ISE2020. Type in Layard or Planar in the video search window, you'll find them. But also, you can go to layard.com or planar.com, planar.com, Layard, Layard.com. All these products we've talked about are on your website. Is even the 0.6 millimeter micro LED on your website?
Not as a product yet, but there may be some images there.
Okay, and of course we shot a video, so you can see that. And I mentioned the product in my Crystal Ball article that came out in the webinar that came out a couple weeks ago. You can read about it there as well. But if you want to see more, go to layard.com. And Steve, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening.